This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitaglione sitting in for Tim Wildman today, joined in studio by Brother Bert Harper and J.J. Jasper. The number to call if you want to get on the program with us today is 888-589-8840. It's January 31st. Let's make the last day of January memorable.
A little bit of housekeeping. You weren't in the thing the other day when we were doing our groundhog party. You drew my name, Ed. So if you can just kind of go all out, don't be a cheapskate. Really, just really give your best gift.
Don't keep it under the ground. I mean, come on.
yeah. Give me something really nice for Groundhog Day.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I believe me, I have something in mind for you.
Hey,
you're going to get exactly what you deserve.
Hey, Groundhog's Day usually doesn't land on a Sunday, but that's Sunday. So whether or not that little rodent sees the shadow, forget Doppler radar. Throw your farmer's almanac away. We're putting all of our faith in an overgrown beaver until it's going to have 6 more weeks of winter weather.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Okay, let's go to Illinois and talk to Sherry. Sherry, thank you for calling.
Well, I'm so happy to be on Trivia Friday.
Well, wonderful.
Yeah, you haven't tried for 9 years, have you, Sherry?
This is my first time ever calling, and I got right in.
Wow.
Yeah, see? Wow. What a contrast. Yeah.
Outstanding. Where do you live in Illinois?
I live down at the southern tip of Illinois in a small town called Tams.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, Sherry, yeah, welcome to Trivia Friday. Since it's your first time, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will answer the question, if it's still available, about Moses, brother and sister.
Yes, here's the question. Moses had an older brother and an older sister. Name them.
I hope I'm correct. Aaron and Miriam?
That's Woo! Exactly right. Yes.
That's Yay! Right.
I think his mom was, we said earlier,
Jacobah.
Yes.
And he had a dad, too, by the way. We may throw that out some other time.
Yeah, save that, right? Save those questions. It's like gold you have to look them up.
People know about, and you know, when I picture Moses, I see Charlton Heston. Or the Moses on the cover of Experiencing God. And then I never thought about Aaron being his older brother. That threw me off, that Aaron is older than Moses because he just seems larger than life and the older grandfather, coming down with the Ten Commandments and all of the other. But, yeah, you got it right. What's your question for us?
I did have to look this up. What is the longest Bible verse in the King James? It has 90 words.
Longest
in the verse.
Bible verse.
In the King James Bible.
Now, if you put it in the Amplified, it would have 180.
Yeah, here's the deal. It's in a First Faulkner. That's the book of the Bible it's in. Faulkner had a little bit of to do with writing it. I don't know. What
the
guys are going to be
verse.
Yeah, I can visualize it and see it, and I cannot locate it.
You better help
us
out.
That's when we need Alex McFarland.
Yes, right. What's the answer?
Okay, it is Esther, chapter 8, verse 9.
Okay, 90 words.
Wow.
90 words in the King James Version.
Okay.
And you know, while
the other version had about 80 words.
Okay.
And while we're saying interesting things about the Bible, which is the living Word of God, it's alive, it's active, it was God-breathed. We want to encourage you to read your Bible every day. We pray. That's simply talking to God. If you want God to talk to you, if you want him to nudge your heart, to reveal himself to you, if you'll open up the pages of Scripture, he'll do that.
He'll do it.
Even if you read your Bible 5 minutes a day. So that's something we can't overstate. But Esther, unique little trivia, God is not mentioned in the entire book of Esther. Isn't that something?
Yep. But there's no other book that shows you the hand of God more than Esther.
That's right.
And how God operates.
You see how he's working and he's sovereign, and you see all the workings of God, and there's prayer and there's fasting mentioned, but the name God is not mentioned in the book of Esther.
Yeah.
So a little trivia for us while we're sort of throwing these trivia answers and questions around.
Thank you, Sherry.
Amen.
Yeah.
Great question.
let's go to JJ's other home in Kansas and talk to Earl. Earl, thank you for calling. Earl, are you there? Earl from Kansas.
They might have to take your phone off.
Yeah, there you are, Earl. We waited on you, man. I'm glad you made it. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny because
okay.
I just called at the last minute, right during your last commercial break. You got through.
Hey, Earl, we can't hear you. Hey, Earl, get a little better reception or stand a little closer to the phone, buddy. You're real muffled.
Am I coming in better now?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
way to go, Earl.
Loud and clear.
You want to ask, answer, okay, or do both?
Well, here's the deal.
Hey,
I was pondering one question, and I thought, hey, I know the answer to that. And now I realize it's an incorrect answer, but I'll try it anyway.
All right. What question is it?
The quarterback question.
All right. Here, I'm going to repeat it, Earl, for those who are just tuning in. How many NFL quarterbacks have won 3 straight Super Bowls?
Initially I was thinking, hey, Earl Morrill, maybe, because he was with the Colts when they beat the Cowboys, and he was with the Dolphins when they won 2 in a row. But in between, you know, he would have lost, I think, with the Dolphins that first year against Dallas.
So, yeah, it's got to be three straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, so I'm not even – I didn't even have that one right.
All right, I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint, Earl, okay? It's a trick question. How about taking another shot? All right, that's all right. We'll move
save
on.
It.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll save it.
Hey,
what's
we'll
your
save
question
it. For us?
What's your question for
I could
us?
I always fall back on. I stumped you twice once before with the Wolfman Jack's real name, if you remember that.
I do remember that. Back.
I remember the question. I don't remember the answer. you could ask it again. You'd stump me again.
Yeah, I would be stumped again.
What's your question, Earl?
There was a couple singers back in the late 70s. Paul Davis and Dorothy Moore, and I realize there's at least a third one, but I can't think of her name, that shared the same birth state. They were born in the same state. And in case you don't remember, maybe Paul Davis had I Go Crazy.
Tim would know the answer.
And Dorothy Moore had a cover version of Misty Blue. But I just thought you might just randomly guess what state they were born in.
No, I don't know.
All right, I'm just going to guess.
Got a
Kansas, because he's in Kansas.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna guess Mississippi, it just as to be an outlier. What's the answer?
I'm going to say Kansas.
Okay, one of you is right.
Okay, which one?
Mississippi.
Paul Davis. Way to go.
Nice.
Oh, listen,
done, Ed.
You guys give me a pat on the back. That was just a total guess.
Well, truthfully, a lot of musicians have come out of Mississippi. So
yes,
that was not necessarily an outlier. That was a pretty.
You got the blues lot of people claim they were actually born in the Delta.
Yeah.
So lots
name
blues.
A guy named Elvis, I think, is from Mississippi somewhere.
Elvis,
that's somewhere
right.
Close by. Okay,
hey,
thank you, Earl.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, let's go to Arkansas and talk to PJ. PJ, thank you for calling.
Howdy.
Yes, sir. Howdy to you. You have a question or answer or both?
Well, I've got a good signal now. I'm out here on my stump, so I'll get a better signal.
Yes, sir. I think you and I have the same phone plan.
Can you?
Yeah.
We can hear you now. Okay, go ahead, PJ.
The first nuclear sub.
All right, let me repeat the question, PJ. In 1954, the U.S. launched the first nuclear-powered submarine. What was it called? What was its name?
It was called the Nautilus.
The Nautilus.
Oh, wow.
All right, PJ, I'm going to, for a hat, all right, for
Here
one of
go.
Our ball caps,
Here we go.
Can you tell me why it was named the Nautilus?
Well, I tell you what, I do have a couple of tie-ins. I was born in 1954, and my uncle was a lieutenant on the Nautilus.
Wow.
I do not know that.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Right. There were some people that loved working out, and this one old boy was in his den working out on a piece of equipment. So I like this Nautilus equipment I'm working out on. If I ever get a chance to design a sub, I think I'm just going to carry that name over, and it'd make a good name for a nuclear submarine.
So you don't know the reason why it was named, right, PJ? I don't want to cut you off.
No. Okay. Just that my uncle was a lieutenant on it, and I was born in 54.
All right, wow. It was named after the submarine on in the book 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
I would have guessed it right. I thought that was his name.
Your guess?
Yeah.
That was Jules Verne, who was the author.
That's great.
They named it after that book.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
All right, PJ, what's your question for us?
Well, whose ear did Peter cut off?
They actually name his name.
Malchus.
There you go.
Which ear was it? Left
y'all
or right?
Finding frogs here split three ways.
Well, I forgot the name, but Ed jumped right on it.
Does it say which side?
No, it does not. But I remember this. How do you cut an ear off without hitting the head or the shoulder? And it is probably he ducked.
Yeah.
And then when Peter came across.
Took a swipe,
got his ear. He wasn't just aiming for his ear.
And if you get someone's ear, you're playing for keeps.
Yeah, you are.
And you're swinging a sword.
Think of President Trump, ear.
Yeah.
And later, known backstory, later when Shakespeare fellow was writing them stories and said, lend me your ear, he used that as a reference.
Way to go, PJ. Thank you, man. It's a joy. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Yeah,
let's
go to Kansas. Scott, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be on the show again.
Well, we're glad to have you again. Do you want to answer or ask or both?
Well, I'll just ask because the previous caller answered the Nautilus question, and I'm not sure what the other questions were, but just save time. I have a question for Brother Bert Harper.
Oh, man.
Let us reset our questions.
For the last time.
If you don't know any of those, that's fine, but we'll reset them one last time. Maybe something will jog your memory.
Okay, I have two. Which president served in Congress after his time in the White House? And what is a group of flamingos called?
All right, and I will give my last two. First one, how many NFL quarterbacks have won three straight Super Bowls? And then which country has the most Olympic medals in swimming?
What was Wayne Gretzky's jersey number? And my other question, Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania, Groundhog Day is this Sunday. That famous groundhog there, name him. There at Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania.
Name the
groundhog.
Any of those?
Well, the groundhog, is it Punxsutawney Phil or something
That's it. Since 1880s, they've been doing that, and pretty accurate. You know, if you just want to forget all about Doppler radar, turn off the weather channel, you can just watch and see what he does, whether or not he sees a shadow.
Okay, Scott, you have a question for JJ, is that right?
No, question for Brother Bert. Go ahead, Scott.
Go ahead.
It's Andy Griffith.
Okay.
He's ready.
Pickle episode.
Yes,
my favorite.
What did Barney and Andy call Aunt B's pickles?
Kerosene
cucumbers.
All right, but the follow-up to that is what did they nickname the next thing she made at the end of the show?
Oh, man.
All right, show.
Kerosene cucumbers. You guys are good.
Okay, all right, so Scott, let me just give a little tiny backstory. Most people have seen the abbreviated versions of the Andy Griffith Show. If you have, like, on DVD, or sometimes you can watch where the commercials went at the end when they're in reruns, there's a little
clip at the
end from when they came back.
Yeah.
And that's probably where that is. And I've seen it. It's my favorite episode, and I cannot remember
what
they come back for. So.
You're going to help us out, Scott.
Learn us something, Scott.
I just watched it on MeTV the other evening. And so that was on there. It was marmalade, but what did they call the marmalade? They were putting it on the on some toast. Andy smelled something, wondered if there was a gas leak.
Oh, man. Poor Andy.
They just can't ride him like that now.
No.
Go ahead, Scott. We're ready, man.
What if there's a gas leak?
Well, it was the ammonia marmalade.
Ammonia marmalade. Oh, that's
got me
good.
Choked up.
But,
oh,
but
that's
since you got good. The first part right, I'm going to do something for you.
Go ahead. Oh, man.
There you go.
Excellent.
Well, thank you, Scott.
That's a long-time listener. Thank you, Scott.
For all of those folks that do not watch the Andy Griffith Show, get a life.
Yeah, you're missing something there.
We've had two callers from Kansas. If I can throw out, I'm going to be in Newton, Kansas, May the 31st and June the 1st.
Well, and while you're on the subject, give where else you're going to be.
And I would appreciate prayers. Tuesday, I'm going to be at Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee, a conference. I'm one of four speakers. February the 16th, Locksburg First Baptist Church. And you're invited.
That's in Arkansas.
Arkansas. Locksburg, Arkansas. February the 23rd, Marietta Springs Community Church, formerly Marietta United Methodist Church. That's in Marietta, Mississippi. It's a Sunday evening meal and a message, and my wife Melanie and I, they want both of us to come to share our story about our son Cooper, the tragedy on our family farm, and how God was faithful to offer hope on the other side of tragedy.
Amen.
Most of the time, I'm in the interim pastor, but this Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be in Starkville, Mississippi at Meadowview Baptist Church. Saturday night, it's a men's meal, and they probably are already filled up. But Sunday morning, I'll be at Meadowview Baptist Church in Starkville, Mississippi.
Wonderful. Well, now, since we're all talking, now Sunday morning, we attend Hope Church here in Tupelo. Guys, guess where I'm going to be Sunday afternoon? At home. So y'all pray for me.
That's right.
Be at home doing
pray
nothing.
That you get enough sleep there on
way
the couch.
Way to go, Ed. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we got time. Let's go to Mississippi and talk to Robert. Robert, thank you for calling.
Praise the Lord. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, man. Good for you to get in. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I want to do both.
Okay. Which question?
All right. I want to answer the quarterback.
All right, here's Robert, here's the question. How many NFL quarterbacks have won three straight Super Bowls?
Zero.
Zero is correct.
Oh, you said it was a trick question.
I said it was a little bit of a trick question there. But
they've been two, but not three.
This upcoming Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, Patrick Mahomes could become the first quarterback three in a row. He's won two in a row up to now.
There have been one team has won six Super Bowls. A couple of teams have tied. A couple have tied to win five. A couple have tied. Three have tied to win four. But nobody's ever won three in a row. That may change next Sunday.
Yes, that's true. That could be the first time for a team to win three in a row as well.
Hey, Robert, you got a question for us?
Yes, and it's a local sports question.
Okay.
And in the state of Mississippi, there was a high school football team that won two championship football games one year after the other in two different classifications. Who was it?
Is that going to be Tupelo winning the 6A and then 7A?
Well, no, it was before that. It was in 2001 or 2002, I think it was.
Huh. Was it North Panola?
If North Panola was involved, yes, North Panola was involved in that game.
So they lost, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I don't know.
Hey, that online detective course you took, that paid off. Ed, you got your money's worth.
That's right.
Hey. Oh, right. Man.
I think
yeah, we're stumped. What's the answer?
Yeah. Wayne County. War
Wayne
Eagle.
County, way Wayne down County. South.
Now, did you play or have somebody play for the team?
No, I was. I'm a transplant from Oregon, but I was living here in Mississippi in Wayne County at that time, and they beat North Panola, and then the following they beat them in 4A, or it might have been 5A, and then they came back the next year and beat Warren, I think it was, or someone else in 3A.
Warren Central.
They were first team so far.
Yeah,
and for people across the country, they don't realize how the Panola County is serious about football. They always have winning
teams.
It
was a university.
Now how did they go down
in
a
classification
division, or is that up?
Well, you the higher number, the greater the
population.
Yeah. So, you know,
but they went from 4A to 3A?
Yeah, you can be right on the edge, you know, go down four students and go into a whole different classification.
Okay.
Sure can. Hey, Robert, thank you, man.
Hey, thank you. Good trivia.
Guess what we're going to do? We're going to go to Robert in Mississippi.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Robert from Mississippi. Okay. two in a row. Now, if we get three in a row, that'll be a record.
That's going to be a sign that the Chiefs are going to win.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Question or answer?
Or both.
I'd like to ask you a question, please.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Which prophet in the Old Testament had neither glaucoma nor cataracts?
Which prophet in the Old Testament? All right, hang on. Don't say anything, Robert. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
This is something where, you know, I'm thinking about like when Joshua or whoever said, I can take that hill. I'm as strong as I was. And I can see as good as I think that's where he's going with that. One of the prophets.
That was Caleb.
Give me the high country. Give me the biggest challenge because I can fight.
Is somebody who doesn't see well.
No, he said that he didn't have cataracts.
Did not have cataracts,
didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, and something about I can see just as good as I'm just throwing that out as a little bit
Moses,
of a guess.
Moses also said the same thing. He was at 120.
His eyes did not fail him.
I'm going to go with Moses. That's right.
All right, what's the answer,
That's
Robert?
That's right. Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 28, his eye grew not dim as opposed to Eli. Eli's eye was dim, so he had either cataracts or glaucoma.
Yeah.
That's good. Wow. Yeah, and you know what? It's interesting, all the details, because you've got, when you've got how they deceived his father, and he was wanting Jacob and Esau to come close to me because his eyesight had gone, and the mom, you know, put the goat's hair because you had the difference between Jacob and his brother, and so he could, you know, he lost his sight. So, you know, it's neat how many details that the Bible includes,
and all the other writings that claim to be really inspired, they lack those details, and they don't predict what's going to happen 800 years ahead of time.
Right.
Well, Eli was not a good faithful
servant. What a good dad.
So, and my eyes are growing dim. So I hope. I'm not an Eli. I'd rather be on the Moses side, but I'm probably not close to that either. All right.
Right.
Robert, thank you so much. You have a blessed weekend, brother. And thank you for being an AFR listener or listener to Trivia Friday.
Or be Samuel or a Joseph, somebody that you never heard anything negative said.
Let's give some of our answers.
Which president served in Congress after his time in the White House?
Okay. It's one of those like in the 20s. Was it... I can't
His dad that's the president, music. Too.
Roosevelt?
John Quincy Adams.
Oh, Quincy Adams.
Wow, nice.
And what is a group of flamingos called?
I have no idea.
A flamboyance.
A flamboyance.
A flamboyance.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
All right, which country has the most Olympic medals in swimming, guys?
USA.
South Korea.
USA.
USA.
That's all I've got.
Wayne Gretzky.
99.
Flamingos. My wife, Melanie, told me, pretty strongly, she said, to quit doing my flamingo impersonation. Brother Bert, I had to put my foot down.
Folks,
just so everybody knows, I wear the pants in my family.
I hope you're not laughing, folks. He does not need encouragement.
Dad jokes, where would we be without dad
jokes? We're done. More great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. Thank you for tuning in.